Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 152. My name is Dave. Gills on a podcast, of course. We just had a laughing attack off air, talking shit about the Mummy and Brendan Fraser, but we're gonna get into that. So, thanks for joining us again, guys. On this episode, we're going to talk about Don't Breathe. Came out in 2016, this year, in the theaters now. Gil went to go see that. We're going to talk about The Rock and Vin Diesel beef as promised. Sausage Party, which Gil also saw. And yeah, we're going to go a little old school. We're going to talk about the Mummy franchise. The Mummy that came out in 1999. The Mummy Returns. And touch on the other flicks and Tom Cruise's reboot and what we feel about that. So, Gil, I guess we can kick it off with Don't Breathe. And Stephen Lang, he's that dude or not that dude?
He's that dude. He's by far, like, my new favorite psychopath. Like, put it that way. Like, he made the cut. The dude is fucking nuts in this movie. And by far is one of the best movie I saw in 2016. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the best. Yeah, it's a definitely a horror flick, which is not my genre per se, but I saw the trailer like a long time ago and something like really like captivated me to go see it. Mm-hmm. And I went last night with my wife to see it, and it was that movie, dude. It was fucking awesome.
So for the people listening, let me just read some stats on the film. It's rated R, which is right up my alley. I fucking love rated R movies. The shit's rated R. it's a thriller horror. And IMDb scored it 8 out of 10, which is, that's good. 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. And you know, those motherfuckers are harsh. Yeah. 70% on Metacritic. So it got good scores.
Yeah.
And the director of that movie is, damn, what's this dude's name? Fedi.
I don't know. Fetty Wap? No.
Oh shit, Gucci Mane. Yo, the director is Fede Alvarez. My man's name is Fetty. I don't know, Feed or Fetty Alvarez. He got that fancy Hollywood name, cause you know the motherfuckers gotta change their name up. You mm-hmm. know, his name was probably like Juan or something. And then they're like, yo, motherfucker, we got to give you a interesting name so you can stand out. We're going to call you Feed. We're going to call you Fedi.
He got his name changed like the dude from Star Wars, The Force Awakens. He was like, nah, your name is Fiend or Finn. Or Finn. What's his name? Finn?
Finn, I think.
Yeah.
Dude, man, they do that shit. Like, you know, you have a regular name, and then for some reason, it's that whole Hollywood image shit where, like, you know, you got to try to stand out. So you got to have a fancy, sophisticated name, like four first names, you know, Juan David, Franklin Ruiz, like some stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they do it. But anyway. So Feed directed. The producers are Sam Raimi, which Sam Raimi's like really big, you know, he's the guy from the Evil Dead films. He did Spider-Man flicks. Robert Taper did it, produced it. Joseph Drake, Nathan Kahane, J.R. Young. I've never even heard of these guys. Good for them.
Yo, but they put their mark on, you know, they definitely left their mark with this movie.
Mm. It stars Stephen Lang as the blind man. That's what he's credited as. Jane Levy as Rocky. Dylan Minnette is Alex. Daniel Zavato is Money. And Jane Graves is Rebecca. So Gil, yeah, man, I saw the trailer for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me because
I
like Stephen Lang, bro. I think Stephen Lang he's a fucking awesome actor, and he's a badass, dude. He got like this like vibe about him. He's like a just a fucking badass, and he was awesome in Avatar. And I think his name was Colonel Quaritch or whatever. Yo, my man is jacked.
Yeah, he is. That dude, he definitely shows some of his strength in this movie too. There's a lot of like OMG moments in this shit where I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
My man is on that whey protein, that creatine. Mm-hmm. He's on those amino acids, the BCAAs. My man's on that pre-workout. He's pretty swole though.
He is. He looks very comfortable too. Like he doesn't look like stiff or anything like that. So
yeah, I want to touch his biceps though. I want to put oil.
Those chests though, this motherfucker had like, he was blind in the movie, so his eyes looked like they were like dipped in acid and shit. This looks like
my man
mad
is,
crazy looking.
Yo, my man is, Riddick's grandfather.
Oh yeah. Yo, you hit it right on the nail, kid.
My man is Pitch Black Riddick's fucking father and shit. Oh my god. Yo, who been in a fight? Riddick or the blind man?
Oh man.
They both got shifts.
Riddick would hold his own, but at the end the blind man will take him out. You know, so, Riddick will hold his own, but
so
telling you.
So if my man, hold up, scenario. So,
yeah.
So if my man Riddick got, a piece of, let's say Rottweiler, thigh bone, like sharpened up. He got a piece of animal bone sharpened up, and my man, blind man.
Oh, you're talking about his weapon in the movie?
Yeah. Yo, if he got a chicken bone. All right. If he got a sharp chicken bone, Reddy got a sharp chicken bone, and blind man got a broken piece of church glass, who will win?
I think I'll give it to Reddy. I would give it to Reddy.
Okay.
The only thing is that Reddy could see at night. Dude can't see at all. Fucking Stephen Lane can't see at all. Like, you know, but still, he still held his own in the movie, so.
What if they were fighting in the daylight?
In the daylight? I would still have to give it to Riddick.
In the blind man's house.
Oh, nah, the blind man wins.
Got
the blind
traps.
One, that's his domain. Yep.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. My asthma's gonna kill me. But, yeah, man, so I saw the trailer. That shit looked interesting, bro. Like, I'm definitely gonna check it out. The first time I really noticed Stephen Lang was in Avatar, and I was like, yo, this dude is a fucking badass. Like, for an older guy, and I think we said this on the podcast, bro, he would be a dope Cable from X-Men.
I agree. I really agree. I was telling that to my wife last night, and she didn't know who the fuck Cable was, but you know, I'm like, yeah, no, I think he would be a dope ass Cable. So, and I just said Deadpool, and she was like, oh, okay, I could see that happening. She loves Deadpool, so.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he's perfect, man. I mean, they wouldn't even have to do any makeup. Like, he'll, you know, he got the gray hair. He's already fucking jacked. My man is swole life at like 50 something years old.
Yeah, he says swole life.
He is. And, I mean, cause they had some names attached to Cable. They had, Ron Perlman, which I'm not really, I like Ron Perlman, but
I'm kind of tired of him though.
For real?
I'm tired of him. Yeah, man. Like, I'm already done with them, to be honest with you. Like, go do another Hellboy. Let's just call it that. Like, I'm kind of tired of his shit already. Like, you know, I'm not too big on him.
I think
he plays a good douchebag though.
Yeah, he plays a good Hellboy. You know, yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing him back as Hellboy. And he looks older, but if they put a lot of makeup on him and shit, you know.
He gotta put a lot of makeup on him. He also gotta get on that juice.
Yeah, that motherfucker's ugly as hell though.
Yeah. Do you know he played Beauty and the Beast in that like 80s show?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, he looked like a fucking juiced out cat.
They should have never even put lion makeup on. They
yeah.
Regular with a wig.
he had that Fabio hair.
He would have been the true beast.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Yeah, I remember that shit though, but you know what? When that show came out.
That was like in the 80s, I think, late 80s, mid 80s.
Dude, and that shit would not work in 2016. No chick is gonna fall for an ugly ass motherfucker like that. You know, they be about that dough.
Yeah.
You know, these days. So they would not overlook his beast look.
They'd be about that cheddar.
In the 80s, maybe. Mm-hmm. You may be able to get by. If you got like a Buick and like a little bundle of cocaine, you may get by.
In the 80s. Hell
you,
yeah.
You may have a bitch or two. Like if you look like the beast, you got a little, you know, little bag of cocaine. and a Buick, a Regal. You know how they did back in the day.
You know, my dad had a bright yellow Buick in the 80s. That motherfucker was a pimp.
Bro, Buicks were the shit back then, man.
Yep.
A lot of people used to rock them in the 80s.
With that leather interior.
Yeah, the boxy yellow cab look.
Yeah.
Like everybody used to rock that. And it'll be like brown or burgundy cars. With the silver bumpers. Dude, I tell you what, you get hit by one of them cars.
You ain't ever getting up. Yeah. It's
fucked up. Yeah. You're gonna be like that dude in that wheelchair. With the Superman remote control. Yeah, you fucked up. You're gonna be moving around with your chin, son. With like a little remote attached to your chin.
Or for some of y'all motherfuckers, them ghosts from Ghosts are gonna get you. Them black demons, they're gonna swallow you to hell. Shit.
Yo, those demons scared the shit out of me.
Yo, they did. They did, dude.
Remember they used to come out the shadows?
Yeah, that shit was fucking creepy.
Bro, when I was like young, like under 10, I think I was like under 10 when that shit came out. That movie used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like bro, them shadow demon dudes, bro. Mm-hmm. Yo, man. That shit had my little brain fucking thinking. I was like, man, I'm gonna say my prayers every night. I'm not trying to go to hell. Like if you be like a bad person, that's what comes gets you.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a scary thought, dude.
That is, it was scary, man.
Shit.
It was scary. When they got that Hispanic dude.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for him. Yeah.
Bro, he was the most stereotypical.
Yeah.
Like Hispanic, like lowlife trash mm-hmm. bag. Like they made that dude so grimy. He did a good job, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a good job. Imagine he wasn't even acting.
That's fucked up.
Yo, he did such a good job. Imagine he wasn't even acting. They just pulled some random dude from the street. Like, yo,
that shit's funny. Whiskey?
Are you on drugs? Perfect.
The more you say it, the more I believe
it. Graduate high school? No? Okay, cool.
It makes perfect sense now. Oh shit.
He's working at a car wash? Cool, hired. He's hungry, guys.
He's sick. You work at a car wash? Here, drive my car, motherfucker. Oh, dude, shit.
I forgot his name in the movie, though, but he was a true... My man was a true...
He was bad. He was bad. Yeah.
They took him to hell, dude. I almost feel bad for him. It pulled him away. Almost. That shit was...
He almost felt bad.
That shit was horrific. But not for nothing, though. His best friend was even grimier.
Yeah.
Because in that movie, his boy, you know, he stole his bitch and set him up to get killed.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, that shit was bad.
That was ice cold. He got his pseudo. Did he get taken away by the shadow demons?
Oh yeah, he did.
Oh yeah.
He got served. I think extra demons came to pick up his ass.
I gotta rewatch that movie. I haven't seen it in years. All I remember is when they were like, fucking with the clay, they were making like pottery and shit, and they got all
Yeah.
Yeah, that scene was.
I love that movie though. Patrick Swayze was the only good ghost.
Yeah. Yo, remember? Damn, dude, I got somebody in that movie that is even uglier than Ron Perlman. The dude who looked like a fucking eggplant, the ghost, the ghost on a train.
Yeah.
He was like mad angry. Remember that dude?
Yeah, he was like, get off my train. That was his train.
Get off my train.
Yeah.
Get off my train. Yeah, he was so fucking like just bitter.
He said bitter. He was angry. He didn't want anybody on his train.
I think that dude died, bro.
In real life?
In real life. Let me look up his name though.
But you, think that the demons got him or he went to that?
Well, the demons didn't get him in that movie.
Nah.
he was chilling on a number four train, like nothing.
Oh, shit.
Let me see. What was this dude's name? I'm trying to figure out. I think his name is, let me see. 1 out of 10 though. How would you rate that dude as far as like ugliness?
A 9.5. 9.5.
Damn.
Yeah, he ugly, man.
What about Ron Perlman?
I give him about an 8.
About an 8?
Yeah.
This is gonna drive me fucking crazy. So like, oh, I found his name. They credited him as the subway ghost. His name was Vincent Schiavelli.
Oh, Italiano.
Yeah, he died in 2005.
Oh, wow. Man, not that long ago.
Nah, dude, he was in a lot of movies. He was in Batman Returns, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is a great movie.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah, I remember him in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He was in Tomorrow Never Dies, James Bond flick with Pierce Brosnan. And yo, he had a long career.
Yeah, that's cool. God bless him. Shit.
Yeah, man. But anyway, I don't know how the fuck we stuck on ghosts.
Yeah.
Back to Don't Breathe. So what would you rate Don't Breathe, dude, out of 5 stars?
I would rate it 4.5. Like, seriously, I would rate it 4.5 because I felt like they didn't hold any punches. And there was one scene where I was like, holy shit, I've never seen it before. I don't want to do no spoilers. I want you to see it. And I just like that they didn't hold back anything. There's a couple of surprises here and there. And, yeah, I rated it 4.5 stars.
Mm-hmm. Damn, dude, that's a good review, good rating. I'm definitely going to check it out. I don't know when, but when I do check it out and we hop on here, I'll definitely not really touch on it too much, but I'll say whether I like it and give like a grade. But I'm 100% interested. Bro, so it's rated R, but it pulls no punches, like it's hardcore.
It's hardcore, dude. It pulls no punches. I mean, I wish I could just say things, but I don't want to ruin it for anyone. It's just, I want to say this though. He has the meanest fucking badass dog there's known to man. Let's just put it that way. Like, I've never seen such a fucking loyal dog in my life. And the fucker is scary as shit too. So, he went well with the blind guy. And, all I got to say too is Rocky. Like you say, woo, she's fucking hot. She kind of like trashy hot, but she's still hot.
I'm gonna have to keep an eye out on Rocky.
Yep. Yeah. All
right, dude. So, are we good with Don't Breathe?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
All right. Moving on. So the next topic is The Rock and Vin Diesel beef. So for you guys listening, I mean, it was all over fucking social media and internet news outlets. Apparently, The Rock put up some kind of tweet and he was throwing, you know, jabs at somebody. He didn't really drop any names, but he called, you know, a certain individual like a candy ass and basically like a baby and like spoiled and difficult to work with. So the internet started buzzing because they know that he was filming Fast 8, you know, so people are like thinking, oh, who's The Rock referring to? And then, you know, it spilled that it was Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's confirmed, but I'm pretty sure it is. I think it is confirmed. Mm-hmm. And, Vin Diesel put up a response video, not even like bashing The Rock. It was like, I think two he put up, but he put, one saying that he was going to inform the fans about everything. Like it was a weird video. It was like all focused
it
on
was.
His face. He's all quiet for like 10 minutes and shit. It's like really, really odd.
It
is
very odd.
He's all smiling, trying to be all sexy.
Yep.
And he says, I will tell you everything, you know, in his smoker's voice.
Yeah. And, his fucking mechanic's voice.
Yeah. And then, his second Twitter video said something about how The Rock was like, you know, kind of like a great addition to the franchise and he really shined and this and that. But I guess The Rock is still mad because he put up like a thank you tweet and he included mad people. And he didn't put up Vin Diesel at all. Mm. So what's your take on that? But before you answer, Gil, basically the backstory from what I understand is that Vin Diesel was constantly late on set multiple times and was like a diva. Now, I wasn't there. You weren't there. What do you think about this whole situation?
I mean, I heard about it. I mean, heard everything you said that he was a diva. He was the problem. And, I kind of believe it. I'm not going to lie because this is Vin Diesel's shit. And he probably think his head is already swollen. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to Fast and the Furious, franchise. As far as the beef goes, I think two things. I think it's real. And I think it's just like it's a stunt so that they can get more, you know, like viewers or like the audience could grow for the movie. But as far as it being real, I think more it's real than fake. Just because I don't know. And the thing is, I don't think The Rock is like that. I don't think he's like to the point where he can let his ego get in the way. From what I've heard on the radio, he's a delight to work with. You know what I'm saying? He's very cool. He's a people's person, you know?
Yeah, man. See, like, I follow The Rock on social media and, you know, I followed his career for a long time. You followed his career and everything you've ever read about this guy, you've never read one bad thing about him. You never read one bad story. You never read about him treating people badly. All you see is positivity from the guy, like positive messages constantly on Facebook, you know, all over social media. He seems like, you know, a fucking super hard worker. He's always promoting being the hardest worker in the room.
Yeah.
Putting your best foot forward. He'd be driving down the road and like, you know, he'll stop for like random fans and like make their day. He just seems like a great, great guy. And to me, down to earth and real, like one of the realest celebrities out there. That's my opinion and vibe of The Rock. And I like Vin Diesel. Like, I don't think Vin Diesel's a bad dude, but I definitely see more diva qualities in him than I do.
I think so too. Like, now as far as fighting goes, like, I think would win. Like, if they actually got into a ring or whatever you call it, who do you think would win?
Because
I know this dude trains MMA a little. Vin Diesel.
Well, let's just break their backgrounds now. So, like, Vin Diesel was a bouncer, so he's been in his fair share of fights. He's a big guy. You know, he's not as big as The Rock, but he's over 200. You know, he'd be, like, probably, like, 215, 220 at this point.
Okay.
He's a big guy. He's, like, 6 foot tall. The Rock is, like, 6'4", 6'5", 270, shredded of pure muscle. So he beats him in the size and strength department, in my opinion. Now, toughness. Like I said, Vin Diesel was a bouncer, and he seems tough. He don't seem like a wuss. The Rock was a fucking athlete, you know, growing up. He was played for the Miami Hurricanes. You gotta be tough to play football.
Yeah.
And he was a professional wrestler. You gotta be tough to be a professional wrestler. Those guys take beatdowns every day.
Yeah.
So there goes that. I mean, yeah. Who's tougher? I think The Rock is tougher, dude.
I agree with you. The Rock is Samoan. The Rock is Samoans. I don't know what they're made of, but they are some crazy strong motherfuckers, man. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. And he's part black, part Samoan. That makes him like, he's like unstoppable. He's
that double threat.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think he got him physically and he got him in the tough department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, training wise, Vin Diesel, I believe, trains MMA. There's like videos of him, mm-hmm. you know, doing like, striking training, all kinds of shit.
I've seen him.
Yeah, he's pretty athletic.
Yeah,
I gotta give it to him.
Yeah, me too. I seen him do like some like high knee kick and shit. I was like, what the fuck? Like, he actually got some air up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was up there, but you know, like, then again, that's a picture. So
50 years old. Yeah, but I saw videos, dude.
Oh, you seen videos? Oh,
yeah, okay. I seen videos. He was doing like flying knees and kicks and shit. His kicks look pretty decent.
Oh, okay.
You know, he trains Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, if I'm not mistaken, which is always dangerous.
That's badass.
But I'm pretty sure, and I may be wrong, but I'm pretty confident The Rock has fight training too. I'm pretty sure The Rock has trained in some shit here and there. So, who I think would win after that long-winded, you know, fucking answer and backstory, mm-hmm. I think The Rock will beat the brakes off of Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that, not only is The Rock built for show, he's built to go too. So he's like younger than him by a good 8 years, I believe, or is it like 7? It's around there. I think he's like 44, 43 around there, but he's, I'm telling you, he's a beast.
Yeah, Vin's like 49 or 50.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock is like 42, some shit like that.
Yeah.
But, dude, no contest to me, man. I just think The Rock is tougher. He's too, physically, he's too much to handle. Like, he's a super athlete. This motherfucker's so strong and big. It's too much. It's too much to overcome. Now, there's other people smaller that I think will whoop Rock's ass, but we're talking about professional MMA.
Yeah.
You know, like Anderson Silva, mm-hmm. you know, like those kind of people will like wreck him, you know, but against like Vin Diesel, man, The Rock will probably beat the shit out of 95% of the population in the world.
I would have to agree.
Yeah.
He said 95% of the world.
For real.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
There's a select few people that will probably beat his ass. I mean, they'll probably beat him in a fight, but straight up murk him. Like, no contest. Who would he not put up a fight against? He's a beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have.
Honestly, dude, I could tell you one person that would fuck up Vin Diesel. No fucking lie. I'm going to have to give it Jerry the King Lawler. I would have to give it to him.
For real, dude?
Yeah. For real. Jerry the King Lawler. He's old, but, I shook his hand and it was like, made out of steel. Like, his whole body was made out of fucking steel, dude. For older man, one punch, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Was he big in person?
He was like, I would have to say like a foot taller than me. He's not that big. Mm-hmm. He's not that big, but he was solid. Like he kind of put his arm around me and I felt nothing but straight steel. Like, it was like, what the fuck? Yeah. His grip was like out of this world. Like, I felt like he was going to crush my arm.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that's so, years of wrestling. So when you mentioned that The Rock was a athlete wrestling, like, shit is fake, but shit is real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no contest, man. For you guys listening, you may disagree. If you disagree, let us know on social media. Tell us what's crazy. You know, feel free to get into debates with us, man. Leave comments. But I think The Rock would like straight up murk Vin Diesel. And he'll probably do it in under a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
You made me laugh because I think we were texting each other, or it was a group chat, and you said he already won in Fast Five. That Vin already won in Fast Five. That shit was funny.
Yeah, man. They had to give Vin Diesel props in that movie, but sorry, man. Like, I'm sorry. That's a movie.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think who in the Fast franchise would actually beat The Rock in a fight. I mean, Jason Statham's pretty athletic.
Yeah, but
he got
still.
Fight training, but I think the size difference is too great.
Yeah.
Like when he was fighting The Rock in Fast 7, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like if The Rock would have connected with him in his face, like he'll just punch a hole through his head.
Yeah, he would have been done.
Yeah, he'll make his face look like the lady who had that chimpanzee on Xanax. You know, the lady from like a punch.
Yeah.
He'll punch his face off.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, he'll punch his face off. Like he'll need like facial transplant surgery. He'll do that shit with a slap.
He'll punch his face all the way to his ear. Like it'll be on the side of his head and shit.
That's like Big Show. Imagine getting slapped by Big Show. Dude, Big Show will make you into a human potato head. Your nose would be on the side of your head. Your ear would be where your nose is.
You know that Mayweather, it was a part of like the play. Mayweather broke his nose and, he snapped and he went after him. Like he lost his mind. I saw him in an interview. He ran after Mayweather. He wanted to kill him. Like he just lost it. And, he said that he saw Shane McMahon get in the way and like they made eye connection. And then he said, yo, I got to chill. Like. Mayweather would have fucking died, yo.
So he really went after Mayweather to hurt him?
Yeah, he really he lost it because I guess like the whole thing was like Big Show got on his knees and he let Mayweather punch him. Yo, that's a professional fucking boxer. So he did like a combo to Big Show's face and broke his nose. Like in the first hit, he fucking broke his nose. So he snapped like right after that. He jumped out of the ring. Like I've never seen Big Show move that fast. That's how pissed he was. So imagine.
I'm looking at the picture right now. Mayweather, it looks like he has a hoodie on, like a white hoodie. It says Mayweather Promotions and Big Show's on his knees.
Yep.
And then I'm seeing his picture where he connects and then Big Show's nose is like crooked and bloody.
Yeah.
And he looks fucking furious.
Yep. Like he pushed a whole bunch of people out of the way. He jumped out of the ring. He was going to kill Mayweather.
Damn, dude. I'm looking at the size difference. Like Mayweather would literally, dude, he'll get like ripped apart. Like. Like how, like a kid will like pluck wings off of a fly.
Yep.
And like their legs, like that's what he'll do to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crap. Dude, one of his arms is like almost as big as his waist. That shit is crazy.
This shit's nuts. And he's still wrestling. He's still fucking wrestling to this day. That I don't get.
Big Show?
Yeah.
Big Show's older though, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's right there to retire, man. He's been at it for a while.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. Definitely. I am kind of surprised he's still doing it. But anyway, back to the Rock and Vin Diesel beef. Yeah. I guess the Rock is done with the franchise. Like I don't think he's going to be back in the Fast and Furious franchise, especially after this.
Yeah. Well, there it goes. It's going to die. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to die.
Yeah. He don't fucking need, he don't need them, dude. For real. He just came out, as Forbes highest paid, actor in 2016. It was ridiculous. It was like 65 million or some shit like that. That's fucking insane.
Yep.
You know, so he definitely don't need that franchise. He got like a few movies coming out. He got Rampage based on the old school video game with the big lizard, the monkey and the wolf.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. I remember that.
You know, he got a lot of things in the works. He's also going to play Black Adam, and DC, Black Adam is a, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure it's DC, but he's a super.
Yeah, it is DC. Yep, that's Shazam's villain, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, it is DC Comics, and let me tell you, dude, he's the spitting image of Black Adam.
He's gonna do well.
Oh yeah, all they gotta do is put that Steven Seagal hair on him.
The Steven Seagal wig.
Yeah, Black Adam has that pointy Seagal looking haircut. So I think he's going to be really good. But anyway, moving on from Vin Diesel and the Rock beef and all that drama. So you saw Sauce's Party, and
yeah,
Sauce's Party is rated R. It's an adult cartoon, adventure comedy. IMDb gave it 7 out of 10, Rotten Tomatoes 83%, Metacritic 66%. So what'd you think about Sauce's Party?
I thought it was pretty damn funny. It would be funny if you're 17, like funnier if you're 17. And if you're definitely a Seth Rogen fan, then it's even, you know, way funnier. But I thought it was going to be better than what it was, to be honest. There's a lot of, like, they hold no punches too with the jokes and racial, like, situations. It's if that's your type of humor, you will definitely like it. Would I rate it? I give it like 3.5 stars.
3.5 stars out of 5. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The fucking the title is interesting, yeah. Dude. Like, I don't know, man. It's pretty bold.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You bold. Know.
The whole movie's bold, dude. Like, they have a character that, like, resembles, Stephen Hawking, the guy in the wheelchair that talks like a robot. They pull that punch. That shit is pretty damn funny. I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but it is hilarious. Yeah, like I said, it's very, they hold no punches. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I'm looking at the, some of the pictures, dude, it's what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a sausage, but it looks like a dick.
Yeah, that's what they. Did you see the buns that go with the hot dog?
It says a hero will rise. It looks like a fucking wiener, just like, you know, like a hard on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the title, Sausage Party.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the buns right now. Dude, this is super sexual.
Yeah, it's very, very perverted, to say the least. Yeah, there's one scene that I wish I could say it, but, you know, once we get off the air, I'll say it. I don't want to, like, you know, go, you know, step that line.
So, yeah, the title's, like, ridiculous. Sauce's Party. I mean, it's like, you know, everybody knows what a sausage party is in slang. If you don't, I mean, it's like a bunch of dicks, you know? But,
yeah.
So do you think I would like it?
I think you would like it. Yeah, I think once it comes out, like for rental or something, you would definitely rent it and, you know, may give it a chance and stuff. It has a lot of your humor. It does have a lot of, like, went moments too. So, you know, but overall, like, I think you'll find it funny.
Sausage Party. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Maybe I'll check it out. You know, it's nothing that, like, kind of, like, got my attention like that, to be honest. But, and I don't really like cartoon
flicks. Yeah.
But a lot of people tell me
that. No,
I gotta, like, you know, broaden my horizons and give shit a chance. As far as, like, cartoon
movies.
You know, I don't really care for them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, it's an acquired taste, though. Like, me personally, I like, you know, animation movies. I like Disney movies and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of people are different, so.
All right, dude. So, thank you for your your short review on Sausage Party.
Yeah.
We're on now, and we are going to talk about The Mummy and The Mummy Returns, that franchise. I know you saw the third one. I didn't see the third one. Actually, shit, dude, there's a bunch. The third one is technically, I think, The Scorpion King. And then there was one with Jet Li. Tom Cruise is doing a reboot. I love The Mummy. Came out in 1999. It stars Arnold Vosloo, Brendan Fraser, Rachel Weisz. Damn, she's blazed, dude. She's always been blazed. Always
she's hot.
John Hannah and Oded Fehr, F-E-H-R. And you know that guy. He was in, I think, Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo, and he was in the Resident Evil flicks.
Oh, yeah, I like him. He's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. But, dude, you know, The Mummy holds a special place in my heart because during that time, you know, my whole life kind of changed. It got like uprooted. I wound up moving to Connecticut, and you know, I was beginning my life, my new life there and my journey there. And I remember going to the theater to see, The Mummy, and it was a big fucking deal. And it reminds me of like just those times. It's just like associated with that. And I can't believe so much fucking time has went by since, you know, since that movie, came out. Like I feel fucking old, dude. Like we were talking about this, the other day. I mean, 17 years since The Mummy came out.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? So anyway, so I rewatched it. I had a urge to see it, and I didn't own it on Blu-ray. I wound up ordering it yesterday, like after rewatching it. And I love it, man. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. Like, I love, I love the fucking effects. I think for the time, they were really good. They still hold up for today. I mean, obviously, you could be nitpicky and shit on them, but they're acceptable. Especially with how The Mummy looks, his effects. Mm-hmm. I don't think I went through the ratings, but IMDb gave it a 7 out of 10, which is good. Rotten Tomatoes 55%. People were harsh on that shit there. Mm-hmm. Metacritic 48%. It's PG-13. I'm not a big PG-13 guy, but I fucking love this movie. What do you think about it?
I like the first one the most. I feel like it was the first of its kind, and it was just something unique about it. I think the second one got kind of quirky in some parts, and they tried to be funny and like goofy and stuff like that. So, but yeah, the first one to me stands out the most.
Yeah. Like the first one, dude, Brendan Fraser, it was kind of a new like action role for him. And I do think he pulled it off. He was like, dude, you know how he reminded me of? He's kind of like the Chris Pratt of right now, but Chris Pratt is way cooler. But during the
Mummy,
he kind of played like that Indiana Jones type, like, but funny, you know, with one-liners, and he pulled it off, you know, and the story kind of revolved around him and Imhotep, the mummy played by Arnold Vosloo. But, what are you going to say?
At that time, he was like red hot too. Like he was doing a lot of like movies. Like he was well known, and he just had that look, like perfection, you know. And like that's
boy,
17
though.
Years ago. Yeah, that's 17 years ago though.
Yeah, man, Agent is a motherfucker, dude. Like the way he's looking now, he could be in the reboot as the mummy, and come full circle. That should be a hit. They could promote it. They'd be like Richard O'Connell, the character, died and became the mummy. You know, he took Imhotep's place, and they could just have him in it. Tom Cruise.
No makeup or anything like that.
Yeah, bro. Like, so for you guys listening, man, not hating on Brendan Fraser, man, but damn, some people age well and some people just do not age well. And it's not even a race thing, you know what I'm saying? Because they say people with darker complexion age well, you know what I mean? They'd be like, black don't crack. Well, I mean, look at Jason Statham. Jason Statham looks the same from like 1998.
Yes, you know, he does.
He's just a little thinner and more cut.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
More fit, but he looks the same. Like he hasn't aged at all. And then Brendan Fraser, man. He's looking rough. He's looking rough. But what's your favorite, who was your favorite actor in that movie, the first one?
I would have to say, it's between Brendan Fraser and the dude that played, the mummy, you know, the mummy itself. Like, yeah, he looked cool as shit, man. Honest to God, he looked fucking dope.
Yeah, man. He was, you know how some people are born for certain roles, like, like Robert Englund is Freddy, you know, Michael Keaton is Batman, like, you know, some people, Christopher Reeve is Superman, like Arnold Vosloo, like something about him, dude, the bald head, I mean, the look, like he just really looked so perfect for the mummy. Mm-hmm. And I remember back in the day, like when I saw the trailer, I was kind of hating on him. I'm like, who's this dude? Like, you know, he looks stupid, fucking eggplant head, you know, whatever. But, when I saw it, it was like, yo, he was awesome. And rewatching it, like, I appreciate him more as the mummy now. And to be honest, he was great in the second one. he was great in the second one. The problem with the second one, dude, is I think they didn't focus on Imhotep as much. Like they didn't focus on Brendan Fraser's character. They wanted to really promote The Rock, you know, the Scorpion King. And I remember, I know I'm ranting, but I'm gonna let you talk, but I remember, dude, feeling so cheated, like seeing the movie, because number one, it was nowhere near as good as the first one. Like you said, it had like corny, quirky action. They tried way too hard. The effects got worse. Like how the fuck do the effects get worse? No,
that's true.
Yeah, and then they promoted the shit out of The Rock. Like I remember at the time The Rock was wrestling, and you know, in wrestling they were like making a big deal. Oh, The Rock is crossing over to Hollywood. You know, his big
He was the first one to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first big feature film. Well, I think Roddy Piper did, and Hulk Hogan. Like, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Piper was in They Live, and Hulk Hogan was in No Holds Barred. But The Rock is the first one to really make it huge.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Because those movies.
But they were promoting the shit out of it, right? And everybody was amped, like, oh, shit. Like, you know, The Rock is going to be the Scorpion King. Yo, he looks crazy for the role. So for the trailers, they just showed little clips with The Rock. And you're like, oh shit, he's going to be in his movie. He looks badass. Bro, you see the movie and he's like in a little backstory. And then when you fucking finally see him as the Scorpion King, it's like this like shitty, wet cheese looking CGI character. Like, it looks so fucking cartoony and bad. And it's like, I felt so cheated. I'm like, what is this crap? Like, this isn't even The Rock. It's a fucking horrible CGI version of him.
Yeah, that was bad. I remember. That was really bad. But they did show him, like, leading, like, for 2 seconds, leading an army. And he had the sword. He raised the sword in the air and you know, yelled out some mumbo jumbo. And I, you know, that was the only time you saw The Rock. Mm-hmm. So.
And a couple little fighting scenes, you know, flipping dudes over, hitting them with the shield.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was kind of cool. And The Rock has a certain fighting style and swag, and it translated to film. He was doing the same moves as, like, WWE in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, I was so mad. And I like the premise of it. Like, they resurrected Imhotep because he got powers. And they were like, oh, we're going to use Imhotep to battle the Scorpion King and beat him. You know what I'm saying? To you know, I guess take whatever the fuck the Scorpion King had. I don't even remember. That's how much I care about it. But yeah, I mean, Arnold Vosloo, you know, he did a great job again, and I think they just made a mistake not focusing on him again. Yeah. You know, they should have made it, you know, Fraser and Arnold Vosloo again, like a continuation of their like rivalry almost.
Yeah.
And then you had his son, which is just totally fucking useless, like
it was
stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid comic relief, like this little kid no one cares about.
Yeah.
So fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah, they made it like too much of a love story too, cause didn't Imhotep have like a woman? Didn't they like focus on her as well? Like,
my man said Imhotep, like he's like a rapper, he's a gangster rapper.
That's Imhotep, son. That's what I'm gonna call him, Imhotep. 405, Imhotep.
Gangsters, gonna bust you with that guy, Imhotep, son. But yeah, dude, yeah, they did have it like a love story, and Imhotep's bitch was, a Naksuna Moon. I think that was her name. Yo, she was Blaze.
Yeah.
With them, with them body tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Like, looking good. She was looking sexy as hell, dude. She was like walking.
Yeah.
And, but she, the actress who played her was terrible. I didn't really care for her. Do you remember her?
No, not at all. Not at all.
She looked like an ex-girlfriend I used to date. Like, let's not mention any names.
Okay.
But I think you know who.
They kind of
had a similar look, like the nose and like the eyes.
Okay, I think I know who you're talking about now. Yeah.
Certain kind of look. But anyway, how about, do you remember when when okay, so Brendan Fraser had a ride or die chick because Emotech and Fraser were hanging off of this ledge, and underneath them was lava kind of with like bodies, like these like they almost looked like the ghost demons, but it was like a sea of like arms and torso trying to drag them down.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was like hell or something. So they were pulling at them, and then the fucking pyramid was falling apart. So all these like rubble was coming down, and stone and rocks and shit. And Emotech's girl and Brendan Fraser's girl were like, they were like underneath this thing safe. And then they were, Emotech and Fraser were kind of like, they were about to die. So Fraser's like, no, like run, like, you know, go Evie, whatever. And she almost sacrificed her life running out there to save him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because Emotech, instead of telling her to go away, he asked her for help.
Yeah.
And it was like reverse, and his chick didn't help him.
Yeah.
She was like, fuck this shit. And she just like ran.
Yeah. He went through a lot of shit to bring her back to life. I remember.
Bro, this motherfucker had blue balls for 3,000 years.
Fuck.
That's love, son.
Hell yeah.
Yo, that is love. This motherfucker's wrapped up with beetles for 3,000 years in a fucking, what are them things called? Sarcophagus. Yeah. He's in a sarcophagus and had a hard on for 3,000 years, blue balls, having wet dreams of a Noxus on the moon. Finally comes out, goes through all this shit he has to do to try to resurrect this hoe, and she goes and fucking runs away. Come on.
He said, resurrect this hoe. Yeah, that I remember that part. That shit was fucked up. She wasn't a ride or die.
She wasn't, dude. She wasn't a ride or die bitch. Like she was that was fucked up, dude. I felt bad for him.
Yeah, me too.
His eyes were like mad watery.
She shattered whatever he had as a heart. She shattered that shit quick.
Yo, Emotech was mad sprung, dude.
Yeah.
You know she had that good stuff. She must have.
She had that banging box.
Dude, I'm telling you, cause, you know, he was risking hell and all the stuff he went through, like resurrecting her. That's some good ass pussy, dude.
He was.
That's some good shit.
That was some good ass pussy.
Fuck.
That shit was sweet.
Real sweet. She had that Egyptian love box. Like had my man sprung. Back in Egyptian times though, they didn't have, she probably was like mad wet though. Cause, like naturally. Cause, you know, they didn't have no KY nothing back in the day. So if a chick had like a dry ass pussy, like, I mean, that's, you were just rolling with that. That's what you were rolling with.
Yeah.
You know, but Anaxa in the moon, maybe her shit was like moist. Like, even for like the desert.
She had that waterfall pussy.
Yeah. So, you know, Emotech was probably like, oh, he got sprung. He got sprung on it. You know, but, anyway, his eyes got watery. He was like, Anaxunamun! Anaxunamun! And then he just committed suicide. He just threw himself back in the lava with the arms. Crazy, man. Would you do that shit, or would you try to climb out?
Nah, I would do that shit. I would, like, try to save my life from my woman.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fish in the sea. Plus, he was modern times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, did they have like lube and shit like in the 1940s?
I don't think so.
Well, they had more like resources, so they had like Crisco oil.
You say Crisco oil. Holy shit.
Cooking oil. They had butter. They definitely had butter. Anyway, So The Mummy Returns was whack. Wasn't feeling it. Not hating on Arnold Vosloo. He did a good job. Brendan Fraser was kind of dry. He was a little wooden. I think he tried too hard.
Yeah.
Did you see, I saw The Scorpion King and it was so terrible that I don't even remember it.
Yeah, I saw it and it was like, you know, The Rock doing a whole bunch of like crazy flips on tables and fighting with a sword. Homeboy had, he looked like Conan, but you know, with a tan. And, it was all right for its time. It was all right.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling it at all, bro. It starred, Michael Clark Duncan. He passed away. I liked him a lot.
Oh yeah, Bear. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Michael Clark Duncan. Seemed like such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Good actor. Good actor for what he did. Yeah. Bro, he was real big though.
Yeah, he was.
He dwarfed The Rock.
Yeah. but then again, he lost a lot of weight and he got like shredded. Like, you know, just like, I guess his heart just gave out on him.
He lost a lot of weight, bro, but to me, he didn't look healthy.
Nah.
I mean, he looked strong, but something looked like frail about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. He wasn't looking too good. I wasn't a surprise that he like passed away. But yeah, dude, I don't even remember The Scorpion King. I think they had another one with Randy Couture, you know, the legendary UFC fighter.
I didn't bother with that.
I want to say Kimbo was in it, Kimbo Slice.
Oh yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Kimbo passed away too, rest in peace. That shit looked terrible. I didn't even waste my time with it. And you saw the one with Jet Li. What'd you think about that?
I thought it was all right. I mean, it had a lot of action in it. And the thing that confused me about it was that their son was a lot, like he was older. And tell me why he looked older than Brendan Fraser. Like, for some reason, Brendan Fraser looked younger than he did in part one, which was fucking nuts. And I was kind of confused on who this guy was, and it turned out to be his son. He acted just like, you know, Brendan Fraser's character in the movie. He was fearless and whatever, and then he falls in love with the woman. Jet Li had some banging ass powers though. Mm. And, that there's big giant like fucking like snow. They look like polar bears. But like Diesel and, you know, they fight too. I thought it was freaking, it was kind of dope. Honestly, it's a guilty pleasure. So yeah.
So you think I should check it out because I seen the first two?
Yeah, I think you should. I mean, you may be like, there's a lot of sucking teeth moments there. Like that was kind of corny, but I kind of liked it. Honestly, I think Jet Li did his thing. He was kind of like, I think he was like a samurai mummy or something like that. It was dope. It was dope.
Yeah, I'm looking at screenshots right now. I'm kind of interested, dude. I may check it out. I'm looking at Brendan Fraser. He does look young as fuck.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, his son actually looks older than him in that movie.
That's really weird. I'm also seeing like a three-headed dragon in the movie. So I was reading like on the online forums, like kind of nerding out. People were saying they were having like mummy battles and like who would win between full powers, like everybody full powers. Emotech. fuck it. Let's just say Emotech. And Emotech. It's gangster version. The Jet Li mummy and Scorpion King. They were like, who will win between all three? And like a lot of people are saying that Emotech will win.
Mm-hmm. I would have to agree.
He had like more like powerful powers. They control like curses and shit and but I want to check it out. But they were saying that Jet Li had some sick powers too. They said
he did. He absolutely did. He was boss. He was complete boss. Like I feared that little motherfucker in that movie. Yeah, he was boss.
I'm gonna have to check it out, dude. I'm definitely, maybe I'll see it today. Yeah. I'm curious now. So it's not a complete waste of time?
No, it's not. I mean, it's one of my guilty pleasures. I liked it a lot. I think I saw it like three times. And there was a lot of battles that I was like, oh shit, that shit was pretty cool. I do like the you know, Brendan Fraser's brother-in-law in the movie. I found him to always be funny, you know. He was always in like awkward situations. So yeah.
The skinny older guy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot, dude. I just didn't because I figured it's like another sequel and like what the hell. But I like Jet Li though.
Yeah.
When did that fucking movie even come out?
Like kind of 2006, 2007, I think.
Okay. I'm like really curious. I wanna see. I think you may be right though. 2008.
Oh, okay.
The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Mm-hmm. They got really bad reviews though, bro.
Yeah. Like, to each his own.
IMDb gave it a 5.2. Amazon gave it a 3.5. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 12%.
Damn! That's, yo, fuck that shit, man. Be your own. Damn, that's kind of fun. That's a low ball score. Shit.
It was not that bad, huh?
Oh, fuck. I don't think it was that bad, man. Honestly, I don't think it was that bad.
I'm seeing that they replaced Rachel Weisz
with some other chick, right? Yeah.
Yeah, fellow. Yeah. Yeah. She's cute though.
Yeah.
She's cute, little blondie. So, all right, man. Anything else on the Mummy franchise? Like, I mean, I know we got Tom Cruise coming out with the reboot, and this is kind of fucking interesting. So, what I'm reading is they're going to like kind of introduce other iconic movie like monsters.
Oh, wow.
like maybe like hint at the werewolf, maybe hint at Dracula and shit like that, and they're gonna do like a almost like an Avengers of Infinity War, like later on, like where all the like a monster mashup.
I heard that too.
Yeah, and I think Tom Cruise is gonna obviously be the lead in all these movies as almost like a monster hunter type shit. That's dope, dude.
I think he would kill it because Tom Cruise doesn't really do like, well, when he did a interview with the vampire, I thought he killed that role, and he's Tom Cruise, man. That motherfucker could do anything. I think he's going to smash that one.
Bro, I love Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is my dude.
Yep.
You know, people hating on him, I don't understand for what he's done for like movies and film.
Oh yeah.
How can you not appreciate him?
I almost take that fucking personal when they talk shit about him. Like, he stays with the times, dude. Like, he does his own stunts. He's fucking awesome. Like, why? But, you know, everyone's different. Everyone has a different, like, taste or whatever. But I kind of take that shit personal.
It's like, yo, how many actors are still relevant after, like, 30 fucking years or whatever? Yeah. He's been around since the 80s. Mm-hmm. He's done action. He's done sci-fi. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he's done comedy. He's done drama. He's done romance. And he's still relevant.
Yeah.
And he does his own stunts, like you said, like 95% of the stunts.
Yeah. And another thing about him, he don't do no low-budget flicks. No fucking, like, shit that comes out on Netflix, like, next week type of shit. His shit is, like, it's up there. That's what I think, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another thing I admire about him is he bounces back. So even if he has a movie that doesn't do so hot and people kind of count him out, he'll come back and just have like a fucking hit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I loved Oblivion.
Oblivion's the shit. That's one of my favorite movies. That is the shit.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Oblivion was good. I liked Edge of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. Those are like recent sci-fi flicks. The Mission Impossible series, I'm kind of like take it or leave it with them at this point. I don't care about them too much, but Tom Cruise starring in a Mummy reboot with like monsters. Yeah, I'm down. I'm totally down. You know?
Yeah, that would be dope.
It's kind of sad that, you know, time passes and actors age and you know, like, to me, Arnold Vosloo is such an amazing mummy. I mean, it would be so cool if they could somehow get him back, you know, to be in it. Like, how amazing would that be to have him in a reboot?
Yeah, that would be cool.
And, you know, I mean, he could play Emotech.
The gangster version.
For the modern times, you know. But I guess they're probably going to do a complete restart and not have him as the mummy. That's what I'm guessing anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me just see when that's supposed to come out for the people listening. Let me see. Because I'm curious when's the release date. Oh, release date, June 9th, 2017.
Okay, next year. That's cool. I'll probably see that for my birthday then.
Russell Crowe is in this too.
Russell Crowe is a G. I like Russell Crowe. He's a top-notch actor too.
Yeah, Russell Crowe's pretty awesome. Tom Cruise, man, I'm looking at him right now. I mean, he looks older,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't look completely washed up. He still looks, you know, he looks good for his age.
Mm-hmm. You ever see Toy Soldiers with him?
No.
It's really good. It's boring, but he's, I think that's one of his first movies where his teeth were kind of like jacked up still before he did Invisalign. He was crazy fucker in that movie. But yeah, I saw it like a while back and, it was like, you know, one of those old, like 80s, like dryish movies, but it was good. It was still really good.
Mm-hmm. Now, I never seen that one, man. I know what you're talking about too. It was back yeah. day,
mm-hmm.
Cruise kind of had like, I don't know, his teeth felt like some crowding going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he got them bitches fixed.
I like how you put things.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, in Hollywood, dude, shit like that matters, you know, to, mm-hmm. in the public eye. Like, but some people don't give a fuck, dude. You ever seen Tom Hardy, Steve?
Yeah, the bottom. Yeah, the bottom set. Like, yeah, he don't give a fuck. I think that makes him unique, though.
Yeah, Tom Hardy don't give a fuck. His bottom teeth are like twisted like spaghetti.
they look,
my man's bottom teeth are like French braid.
Oh shit! They are so unkept too, man. Corn they rolls. Just fucking look bad. He said cornrows. Oh man, they look bad.
Yo, I love Tom Hardy, man.
Yeah,
Tom Hardy would probably whip my ass and your ass if you ever meet us. Yeah,
absolutely, he would.
Like, what motherfucker? My teeth are cornrows. What? But his top teeth don't look that bad. His bottom teeth are a little rough, and he doesn't care.
Nah, he don't give a fuck.
He doesn't care, man. And it dude, doesn't affect his acting.
He's one badass dude where, I saw something on YouTube where they asked him about his sexuality. Mm-hmm. And then he straight like shut that dude down. He was like, what does that have to do with anything? He gave him that Bronson look. Like, I'm like, oh shit, you about to die. Mm-hmm. Like, and then like he just kept on looking at that interviewer. Like he wanted to whip his ass. Like he goes, what does that have to do with anything? Like, you know, just straight up fucking fearless.
Tom Hardy is he's the man. He's such a boss that you mm-hmm. got, you got straight, gay, mm-hmm. bisexual, and hard. He got his own.
His own, yeah.
He got his own sexuality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Leave the man alone. Like, yeah. he's just Hardy.
Yeah.
But I saw that interview, bro. Like, you know, he got irritated because it's like, mm-hmm. it's like, what does that got to do with anything?
Yeah.
And I agree, you know.
Yeah.
People who hate on people, you know, based on who they sleep with, you know, and won't watch their movies or, mm-hmm. or won't listen to their music, you stupid. You stupid and you fucking ignorant.
Yeah, very ignorant.
And you missing out, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about that. So it doesn't really matter. I don't care, you know?
Neither do I.
But I read in interviews, you know, that I think, you know, he said that he experimented, that he did have an experience with a dude or something like mm-hmm. that, but that he's straight. You know, he said he's straight, but that, you know, he definitely had an experience and it was during the time that he was on drugs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's very open with his past.
Yeah.
I respect that a lot about Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's my boy, man. I love that guy to death. Anyway, so I got nothing else on a Mummy franchise, you?
No. I just can't wait for it. I can't wait to see what Tom Cruise is going to do with it. So.
Yeah. Likewise, man. I'm really excited for it. So I think that wraps up, what episode are we?
152. We up there. What's it? 152.
That's gonna wrap up 152, guys. I had a good time bullshitting on here with Gil. Hope you guys, did you have a good time, Gil?
Hell yeah, always, man.
Always.
You know how it is. You know what we do.
Get on here, bullshit, have fun. That's the mission.
Yeah.
And entertain you listeners. So if you guys enjoyed the episode, and you haven't subscribed on iTunes, please subscribe. That's big for us. Leave us feedback. If you like the show, we entertain you. That's our mission. You know, inform you with movie news and make you guys chuckle. You know, thanks for following us for the play subscriptions, downloads. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. We have episodes up. And that's it, guys. You know, thank you. And we'll catch you guys back with episode 153 later.
Thank you. Thank you.